All right, Sean here. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the blame game. You know, that's a tough one. Because we blame, so we don't have to feel our shame. You know, because all of that negative vibe got to go somewhere, right? A lot of times we catch ourselves in a dispute or an argument, and we want to blame somebody. But you don't want to blame somebody because then you're going to have to forgive them. You got to forgive. That's the thing about healing. Healing takes forgiveness. If you want to heal anything from yourself to your relationships to your past, it takes forgiveness. So you don't want to just blame because then you got to forgive, right? But then what happens is it goes back to you. And then you say, oh, okay, well, it's my fault. I'm sorry. You know. Now both of these are... they're okay emotions to feel. Like, no emotion is a bad emotion. You know, every emotion is okay to feel. The thoughts, you gotta watch out for those. Not all thoughts are okay. So, that's where it comes to, you know, because you blame somebody. I mean, usually in those senses, when you blame somebody, you're kind of a hypocrite. Usually, I mean, there's always some kind of circumstance you can twist it around to yourself to see, like, oh, wait, I'm a hypocrite. And then, you know, if you were just to take it as shame, you know, well, what's the difference? You know, you still got to forgive yourself. And both can be nasty, nasty feelings. So how do you get through it? There's a simple technique. It goes a little bit like this. Maybe I'm wrong. You see, in that sense, you can forgive all of the thought from them or from you, you know, and just think like, hey, maybe the whole argument is bullshit, you know, and we each have our valid points with the logic that we see, but maybe neither of them is the truth. And that's a funny concept right there, right? Because how are you going to say that what you see is true if you lack the depth of understanding their perspective? It takes two eyeballs to see in depth. You can walk around all day with one hand over one eye and try to see depth, you know, try to catch a baseball or something. Not so easy, but if you have both eyes, you can see better, you can see the truth better, you can see depth better. Now, if it's just you, one ego, and another ego, and you're arguing over what they see, wasn't that ironic? Because you kind of need both of them, both eyes, to work together to see the truth. So you got to come to yourself and think, hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not the way I think it is. Maybe I don't have to get upset. Maybe I don't have to get scared. Maybe I don't have to react. Now that's the key. We're always reacting, you know, like machines. Where's the free will in that? You know? Can it be said that you have free will if you only react? No. So, it's a practice. It's hard. We're all conditioned to react. We think we know what we see. We feel the emotion. The emotion comes up and we analyze it. And then we react with whatever we think that it is that's causing us to feel a certain way. Now, it's not easy, you know, even knowing that, it's still hard because you got to catch yourself in the moment. That takes practice. That takes a lot of practice. Unless you're trained at a young age to understand the way that your thoughts work and the way that your heart works. It's not easy. So have a little patience with yourself. Try it out, you know, next time you're in an argument or a dispute. Just stop yourself for a second, you know. Don't even tell them about it. Don't even try to bring up an argument. Well, I heard this one guy on a podcast talk about this and maybe this. No, just do it for yourself, you know. Even if the other person gets lost in their ego and still tries to attack you, just see them and say, hey, maybe, you know, I can forgive as it's happening because they don't know what they see. They don't know what they're doing, really. They don't understand. You know, it doesn't mean that your truth is any more valuable than their truth. It doesn't mean that you're more right than they are. It doesn't even make you a better person than they are. But it brings peace. Peace to you. Maybe peace to them. We don't have to be reactive. You know, you don't gotta react. You don't gotta attack. You don't gotta judge. You don't gotta name call. And you don't gotta be afraid. Sit with it for a minute, you know? Whatever it is, sit with it. Usually when you let something sit, it turns out to be something else that you didn't even know, that you couldn't even have thought of. Something completely different than what you had imagined it was. Well, that's all I got to say. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. This is Sean, over and out.